Saturday, August 2nd, 2008. Olympic name, a diplomatic feat. Ma, name game. While the president took pride in having Beijing agreed to use the name Chinese Taipei, the DPP slammed China's decision on the order of the Olympic parade. President Ma Ying-jeou said yesterday that China's change of heart regarding the Taiwanese Olympic team's designation was a significant development in diplomacy and that he would explore his proposal of a diplomatic truce with Beijing next week. China's official news agencies no longer refer to Taiwan as Zhongguo Taipei or Taipei China. This would have been hard to achieve if it were not for the government's efforts on cross-strait relations over the last 2 months. Ma said, while meeting Stephen Waters, the representative of the Australian Commerce and Industry Office in Taipei at the presidential office. Ma made the remarks in the wake of recent controversy surrounding the title of Taiwan's Olympic team and the arrangements for the opening ceremony procession next month. Beijing has decided to use Zhonghua Taipei or Chinese Taipei rather than the Zhongguo Taipei it had arbitrarily adopted earlier in the Chinese media to refer to Chinese Taipei, the official title used by Taiwan at the Olympics, and to arrange the opening procession next Friday based on the number of strokes in the first character of each country or territory's name in simplified Chinese. Under this system, Taiwan will be the 24th team to enter the stadium after Japan and before the Central African Republic and Hong Kong. Ma said China's decision on the Taiwanese Olympic team's name was a development carrying significant meaning, adding that it was the result of a consensus reached by both sides of the Taiwan Strait. He told Waters that his administration had been seeking to put an end to the vicious competition across the Taiwan Strait by promoting cross-strait relations and a diplomatic truce with China. Meanwhile, former Democratic Progressive Party DPP Chairman Frank Xie Changting and former Secretary General of the Presidential Office Ye Juran paid a visit to former Olympic media medalist Ji Zheng yesterday. We need not to request, but we need not to beg. It is our right to join the procession under the T section, Ji told reporters. We have felt wronged for the treatment we have received in other Olympic Games for years, and we should let the international community know the injustice and wrong we have taken along the way, she said. Zheng Wenchan, the director of the DPP's Department of Culture and Information, agreed, telling a separate press conference that if Beijing refused to let Taiwan march under the T section, Taiwan's Olympic team should not join the opening parade, and Taiwanese government officials and political figures should not attend the opening ceremony. DPP legislator Guan Biling said that Wu Jingguo, Taiwan's representative to the IOC, should be held accountable. In a related development, the Chinese Taipei Paralympics Committee yesterday said Taiwan's Paralympic team would consider boycotting the Beijing Paralympic Games opening ceremony next month if China fails to list the team under the T section. Lai Fuhuan, director of the committee, said Taiwan's Paralympic team would insist on the original arrangement of the Games opening procession based on the protocol signed in 1981 between the Chinese Taipei Olympic Committee and the IOC.